Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody in the place, move on to the flow. Move on to the flow. Everybody in the place, move on to the flow. Move on to the flow.
I'm headed to the boneyard to get loose. Turning up, going hard with my crew. Move to the flow. Everybody from the line, it don't matter how you dance. Let's have a good time. I just wanna see you boneyard y'all boogie. Boneyard y'all boogie. Boneyard y'all to the club. Everybody boogie. Boneyard y'all boogie. My feet, clap my hands while I listen to the beat. Got a little bit of trap with a country swing, so I add a little rap with a country slang. Now the 808 bumping, got the place jumping. Get up out your seat, baby, shake a little something. Put it on my horse like a rodeo. KZ about to hit you with the do-si-do. Little cute young feeling, say she from the city. Even though I'm drunk, she wanna cut a roll with me. Put on my boots, cause it's time to get busy. Hand me my guitar, give me my whiskey.
I'm headed to the boneyard to get loose. Moving to the floor, everybody from the line. It don't matter how you dance, let's have a bit of time. I just wanna see you boy y'all boogie. Boy y'all boogie. Boy y'all to the club, everybody boogie. Boy y'all boogie. Boy y'all boogie. Boy y'all to the club, everybody boogie.
Alright y'all, let me see you step. Slide to the right, not glide to the left. You can do it by yourself, you don't need no help. Little city boy swag, but the country fell. And my pockets way bigger than the country bell. With a cup full of drink, getting drunk as hell. Couple people in the club, out the mosey in. 1 o'clock still going, let the party begin. Now, look at how she move that caboose. Now, love it when a woman getting loose. Now, last name Proof. Say she wanna dance, baby, hold my
boots. I'm headed to the boneyard to get loose. Everybody from the line, it don't matter how you dance, let's have a bit of time. I just wanna see you boy y'all boogie, boy y'all boogie, boy y'all to the club, everybody boogie, boy y'all boogie, boy y'all boogie, boy y'all to the club, everybody boogie.
Hey yo, KC. Hey, let me see if I can get a swing in this thing right quick, man. Show them how we do it in the backwoods. They gonna slide with me now. Drink a little, smoke a little pine with me now. Got your boy getting buck wild in the city now.
Boogie, boogie, got him moving coast to coast. Now, boy, y'all chicken like a rodeo. Shawty, do some kites, get a gamma toes.
Show me what you're working with. Take it to the floor.
Guys, welcome. This is Wednesday night. We're doing a special traffic jam show tonight. So you guys tune back in next Wednesday night. We'll be back with the gospel show. But tonight we're doing a special traffic jam tonight here on Wednesday on Hilltop Radio Show. Before we get into what we get into, let's bring everybody over. DJ Devo, what up, man? Welcome to the show. Miss Benita Applebaum, the BOMB, welcome to the show. Miss Robin Lynn, Boz Live Radio, I am streaming. Welcome to the show. And Miss Peggy, welcome to the show. How y'all doing?
Good.
Great.
All right. Before we get this party started like we always do, Robin, let everybody know where we are, where else we can be heard tonight at.
We can be heard everywhere at Apple. Live on Apple TV, Amazon, Fire Stick, Roku, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, every single social media platform that exists out there. Just hit that play button. Yes.
Right, all right. DJ Devo, let everybody know where they can follow you at, man. How they can get a hold of you.
Mixology. All you got to do is go on Facebook and look for Old Devo Taylor L, and there I'll be. Also, you can go to IG, and IG is Devo the Pro. It's D-E-V-O-D-A-P-R-O. Twitter is Iceman254, and right here at the Hilltop Radio Show, that's all that really matters.
All right, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio, I am streaming in Seattle, Washington. Where can they follow you at?
You can follow me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maven. Gmail, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Pinterest, Facebook, Robin Lynn Maven. Yeah, turn on the internet, Robin Lynn is what you get.
All right, Miss Peggy, where can they follow you at social media?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook as Peggy Osborne Rice, and also Autumn's Way Through Helping Others, and Peggy Rice, and also on Instagram, and right here on the best show on the planet, the Hilltop Radio.
All right, we're going to get into the last young lady.
Foxy Brown Sugar Dog.
And she's a whole lot of woman.
All right, that's your cue. Where can people follow you at, Miss Foxy Brown?
You can follow me at Bonita Applebaum on Facebook and Twitter, BonitaApplebaum.com, Bonita Applebaum Official, The Real Bonita Applebaum on Instagram, and right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We got a hot show tonight. We got an awesome guest, Gassner, the artist. He is a country music soul artist. I want to say soul because, you know, you got so many different genres now with, you know what I'm saying, Devo? You got, now they got country trap. They got country trap rap, country trap soul, country trap R&B, and they got it. So
I think
we got one of these. Go ahead.
My bad, my brother. I think they just put a title to it, but the proper term was, it's just a crossover. That's all it is. Crossover to when two genres crossing over.
Sir. And then tonight we're gonna have that we didn't get it in Monday night tribute to the one and only the late great rest in peace Marvin Gaye, and we'll have that 10-minute mix by the one and only DJ Debo. DJ Debo, real quick before we get into the show, man, that wasn't a difficult mix to do, man, right? Because Marvin's music sound mostly all the same, correct?
No, because a lot of, like, you got to remember, the earlier stuff was actually done with live bands or live musicians, you know, the earlier Motown stuff. So whenever anybody's mixing live music, or live instruments, you're going to have a problem with the BPMs drifting because they're not going to stay the same throughout. So, I mean, for the most part, it was fun mixing.
But, all right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back. This is the Hilltop Radio Show, and we are a special edition of the Traffic Jam. We'll be right back.
The champ is here!
Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
The champ is here. Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the H-I-L-L-Top Radio Show. What that is? Hilltop Radio.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Jam right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. This is your boy DJ Sean. I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show, everybody that's on the show, and all the listeners around the world. Today we officially hit 300K on the Planet Hilltop. 3K. Right now we're at 3.23K. We got Salt Lake City tuning in. We got Phoenix, Arizona tuning in. Who else we got tuning in? Let me make this globe go a little faster. There we go. We got a country in India, country over in the, what is that, France, I think it is, tuned in right here on the show, y'all. So this is a good show. We got an awesome artist. I don't know if he's on yet. If Gassner, if you're on, there's a whole lot of numbers up here. Hit one on your keypad and then get you over into the queue. Because the number I was given, I don't see you up here. Well, there you are. No, is that you? Let me see here. Gassner, is this you, brother?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Sean?
All right, man. We were given the wrong number, my brother. Okay. How you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. How you doing?
Doing blessed, man. We're here, man. Again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with a special night here Wednesday night on the Traffic Jam. And
yes, sir.
A shout-out to Bridge the Gap, your management, and Yolanda Marshall for putting this together for tonight, man, and having you, you know, our first brother country artist on the show, man, our first ever. So I wish I had some band playing music in the background, but I don't. So you already know how it is, man. So what
yes,
I'm gonna
sir,
do, man? I'm gonna
good,
go.
Man.
I'm gonna get the party started, and then I'm gonna introduce you to the ladies, and then me and DJ Debo, we'll clean up. We're gonna get into all your music. And man, we're just
good
gonna have fun, man. We're gonna get your collar popping, man. These ladies are gonna have fun with you, it's all about you tonight, man.
Hey, man,
so
I appreciate you so much, man. Thank you.
All right, man. And I'm gonna tell you, everybody, this brother right here has a background. He's worked with some of the best producers, written for some producers, and engineered for some good producers in the industry. You guys be amazed. This brother's track record right here. Man, first of all, man, again, welcome to the Traffic Jam. Appreciate you.
Thank
Tell
you.
Everybody
Thank
who
you.
Gassner
you,
who Gassner the artist is.
Said it again.
Tell everybody who Gassner the artist is.
Gassner the artist is, I'm from Flint, Michigan. I've been doing music for a really long time. I started out doing R&B. Co-produced with R. Kelly, a lot of R&B artists. Just a long time, man, just loving music. My whole family's really musically inclined. My dad, my mom, my grandparents. Man, I mean, it was just something that I just had to do. What got me into country music was doing corporate shows with a corporate band, and I had to do some Rascal Flatts, and I was like, wow, man, you know, the storytelling. I was like really, you know, engaged with the storytelling with country music, man. I love writing stories, and I love doing real music, and it just, and also me and my wife moved to Tennessee, by Nashville, Tennessee, and I was definitely listening to the radio station and listening to a lot of country music, man. I just got really turned on by it. So here I am. I mean, just a boy from, you know, Flint, Michigan. I just really want people to hear this album that I just did, and it's coming straight from my heart. Just real experiences. I just write up, you know. Actually, man, a lot of my music comes to me in dreams. Like, man, I just dream about records, and I write up. I wake up and put my ideas down on my voice recorder and just jot it down. Then I just create, and then when I wake up, I'll write to it and do the music to it, man. I'm just a Flint, Michigan boy, man. Just really, man, just want to share my talent with the world, man.
And you are a talented brother, man, and I was pleased to, you know, with Bridge the Gap, bringing you to my attention and, you know, doing my research on you, man. And then, you know, able to talk with you and your manager to get to know a little bit about your background and stuff, man. Again, I want to, it's humbling right now to have you here on the show, man. And then us,
man,
you know, picking a special night for you to be on here, man. It's another, you know, we do that. We always do that, you know, with special guests, man. And you're a special guest. So at this time, I'm going to jump the mic, take the microphone and throw it over there to the ladies, Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio. She's a co-host, and she has her own show out there in Seattle, Washington. Anita Applebaum, she is a co-host, and she's getting ready to start her own, her new show, Smoke Session, next month here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And we have Miss Peggy. She's a co-host here on the show, and she's one of our promoters that promote the show in 300 different groups and stuff. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to them. So Robin Lynn, go ahead and take it away.
Hello, how you doing today? I got my spurs out. I put my spurs on just for you today.
Thank you so much.
What inspired you? You said you're just a Flint, Michigan fella. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's common for you, for the brothers to be doing country. So how did you, what inspired you to go country?
Well, I tell you, like I said before, me moving to out by Nashville, Spring Hill, Tennessee, is maybe like 25-minute drive to Nashville, and listen to a lot of country music on the radio. Also doing corporate band. Corporate bands, we go do weddings and parties and things like that. And I had to do some Rascal Flatts, some different country artists. I had to perform these songs at these weddings, and I was just really impressed. And just, I love all music, first of all. But by me having to learn these songs and listen to the lyrical content, I was like, wow, this music, I did the writing, and you know, I just got really excited about it. And I just started, I think my single Re-Up that's out right now may have been the third song that I've done country. You know, that's what really kind of got me started with this thing. And also I did a Keith Urban cover tune on my YouTube channel. I did Blue Ain't Your Color, and it got like 100,000 views. And I was like, wow, I did a Beyonce cover. You know, I did a lot of urban stuff and some country stuff. And, you know, I got the best response off the Keith Urban. I said, maybe this is what I should be doing. And, you know, from there, you know, I just started working on my album. And here we are.
That is just amazing. So how old were you? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead and say what you was getting me to say.
How old were you? At what age were you when you discovered your love for music and you wanted to perform?
My whole family sings. My dad, his mom, his dad, his sister, my mom, all of her brothers. So I was a little boy and I knew I could sing. I had that understanding, and I mean, that's God, you know, because who knows anything unless he gives it to you, to give you that understanding. And I was like, wow, you know. And my dad, he heard me humming. He said, you can sing? I was probably about 6-7 years old. He said, why you don't sing? I said, I'm a little, you know, a little shy, Dad. And he just kind of pushed me into it. And from there on, it's just been, you know, my dad, we would sing from, you know, the late evening to day, I'm not exaggerating, to daylight. You know, he's just one of those guys, like, hey, man, sing this again, hit this part again. You know, sing this again. He's like, you know, hey, man, you got some gas, you know. And that from, you know, that's just that spark from him and my uncles, my mother's brothers, and Motown and James Brown and Prince and all this stuff. You know, it's just, I just loved it. Just, you know, it was just in my soul from the, you know, from birth, really, to be honest with you. That's just a God thing.
And
so,
a little,
you know, my
bit
music
country,
career started really,
and a
it started
little
really
bit
early. It started really early.
It started with the early what?
It started really early in age, you know, where I was just really in love with music. I would dream about producing and, you know, writing, and I didn't even know how to play a keyboard. And a friend of mine was in a band in Saginaw, Michigan. He said, "Gash, you're looking at this keyboard like you really want this, you know, you want to learn how to play music." He said, "Here, man, take this keyboard." And I took it, and I just started learning other people's songs and playing chord progressions and just trying to reproduce their tracks. And that started me producing, and, you know, through that channel, I ended up later on producing, you know, co-producing with R. Kelly, a lot of R&B artists, Joe, Keith Sweat, you know, a lot of those guys. So got a lot of experience with that. And, you know, you just, hey, I just, you know, and honestly, I'm still a student. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm writing Brady Seals, Nashville, Tennessee. And just, you know, constantly learning that just staying a student, I think that's very important. No matter how far I go in my career, I want to stay a student and keep learning. Because when you think you know too much, you know, you get sick in your own skin, and you know, you just stop your growth. So I'm just really just here to, I just want to share my experiences, my music with the world, and just become one with people and just, you know, make it through this life, you know.
All right.
Thank you.
Miss Peggy.
Yes, good evening. Where has been your favorite place to perform at?
Say that again.
Where has been your favorite place that you have performed at?
My favorite place to perform at? I say one of my highlights was, and it was like really like, I was nervous and all this kind of stuff, but, you know, NeNe Leakes on 11 Housewives. I sung at her wedding on Bravo, actually. And I was like, just really excited. That's one of them. And then, I don't know if you guys know about Gerald Burke, Eddie LaVert, the OJs, our R&B group. Gerald LaVert, I was around those guys in Cleveland, Ohio. And Gerald, he took us on this little small little tour. He said, "Man, I'm going to bring you on stage, and, you know, she could, you know, you guys can show up and, you know, sing and, you know, do your thing." And that was like, you know, just, you know, I was like, oh my, that was incredible, because I didn't think he was going to do it. And he did it. He said, "Hey man, y'all ready?" And I was singing with this guy, Tony. And he said, "Man, come on, I'm going to call you guys up." I said, "No, he's not going to do this right now. Come on, I ain't ready." But, you know, that was really exciting for me, you know, to just the same for Eddie LaVert. And also, one of my highlights in my career, even though, you know, I know he got some things going on, it's like R. Kelly right now, some crazy things. I'm not here to tell anybody or anything like that, but at the end of the day, he's still a musical genius. And I got a chance to co-produce a record called Text Me on his Untitled album. And him being a producer and a writer and allowing me to do, you know, my thing with him on something like that, to give me co-production, that was really big.
What R. Kelly's going through, that's, you know, that's something he has to handle. But they said he was like Quincy Jones in the studio. That dude can do a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff together. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really brilliant, man. And it's sad, you know, that all this stuff has happened. You know, like I say, I don't know all of his journey and, you know, what got into where he is right now. But at the end of the day, I'll stay true to the music. At the end of the day, I still think he's a musical genius. Unfortunately, he got some other things happening. But, hey, you know, what can we say?
Okay. Bonita. Bonita Applebaum.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was trying to click that mute button and it was not clicking for nothing. I'm so sorry. Hey.
Hey, how you doing,
I'm good.
I wanted to ask you, what do you do about the haters, the naysayers, doing what you do? I know you got some haters.
Well, you know, I just really, and I've over the years, I just learned not to, just to stay focused. And my dad always told me, he said, man, you can't just, you know, listen to people. When people don't talk, they're going to say things about you. They'll say you're gay. They'll say you're crazy. You know, I have nothing against you, nobody. Whatever it is, you know, he said, hey, man, just be ready for it. Stay focused. You know what the goal is for yourself. Because if you pay attention and tune into those things like that, it'll get into your creativity, into your person, who you really are. And, you know, we got one life to live, and I just want to be great in everything that I do. And, you know, negativity, if you tune into it too much, it'll get off into your music, into your personal life.
It definitely will.
Yeah, you can't. You know,
right.
I just was telling somebody, you know, you can't get into, you know, political things about people, or, you know, what their views are, how they feel about certain things. You know, that's how they feel. I didn't walk your walk with you. That's how you feel. Maybe if I walked the walk with you, what you went through, I would probably feel the same way. So I got to respect that. So, you know, that's you know, where I'm at with that.
Okay, I like that. Great answer.
All right, this is a traffic jam right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, a special night Wednesday. And we got the one and only Gassner, the artist. We're going to go into one of your songs, man. We'll be right back here on the traffic jam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gassner,
the artist.
I know you're tired of all of his lies, yeah, and you don't deserve it, no, you need to tell him bye, 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 I can be your nameless man.
Cleaning you up, I'm gonna be your Mr. Clean.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't
here to clean it up. All right, that's Gazzer, the artist right here on the Traffic Jam. All right, Miss Peggy, talk to us. Ooh, ah, go ahead, girl.
You already know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I have been checking this music all day, and, oh, my goodness, that is lit. That is so smooth. That is, has such a great vibe. Oh, that's just, oh, we're loving it. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really.
All right, Robin Lynn, Maven Buys Live Radio, Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, well, usually I come buck naked, but this time I'm going to have my spurs on, my little cowboy hat, my little cowboy boot, my little mini skirt. Yeah. And be out there two-stepping and line dancing and all of that. On the tabletop, too. All right, for real, for real. I'll be turning them up in there with some country. For real, for real. Yeah, I like it. Can you tell?
All right. What do you have planned to be on B?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Robin said it how. I can't top that.
Well, these women get turned up on this show, man, when they hear that good music, man. So you just got to bear them, boy.
Hey, man, hey, that's what we're living for, man. We got to take care of the ladies, man, and we got to speak to them a lot. That's something that a friend of mine, Eric Payton, started our Achilles career. And he's also good friends with Ronald Isley from the Isley Brothers. And he was like, you know, Ronald always talk about, you know, this love and wonderful relationships. And, you know, he said, man, you got to talk to these women, man. You know, they're going to get the men to the show. You know, that lady going to go to the show to come see you perform. So, and not only that, man, I think, women are precious and they're emotional creatures. And we got to speak to them, man. We got to take care of them.
That's right. That's right. The baddest DJ in the planet, DJ. DJ Debo, go ahead, my brother.
I'm feeling it, man. But you know what? That really puts me to mind of a Southern Soul song. You know, it really puts me in Southern Soul. Okay, I'm digging it.
Yeah, that's one of my that's one thing too. Honestly, why my name is government name is Gazner, but Gazner the artist, he does everything, and they call me the chameleon. Like I can do, you know, I want to do a rock album. I want to do songs like Frank Sinatra. You know, I just love getting into character and just being creative, man, and just and making it believable. And this is no diss to other artists, but or who they are and they're successful in what they do, but being able to say, hey, you know what, I'm gonna do a country album and make it believable. That's a whole other thing. And you come from an R&B world. You know, I feel like it's a connection with the Almighty God and the talent that He gives you to be able to bring that out and people hear that and hear the conviction and hear the stories and the songs and the music and say, hey, I feel this. You know, I just want to touch on some of everything, and that's what my journey. You'll see me. You know, you may see me do a song with Drake. You know. But I believe in my soul and putting that out in the universe. You know, you put that on the universe, you'll do it. You know, and that's where I'm at. That's why I call, you know, that's why my artist name is Gazzan Artist, because I just want to be able to do everything and just share my talent with the world in every genre.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because last night, on the show last night, we was just talking about the difference between a rapper and an artist. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to say that again, like a performer and an artist. Where the artist does everything, he just can transform into anywhere. A person, if they put a label on themselves, they pretty much lock themselves into one genre. Back to you, Sean.
Exactly.
Now go ahead and ask you might as well go ahead and stay there, Debo, and ask your question, bro. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My question is, when you're doing your music, as far as the country side of it versus your R&B side of it, when you're doing the R&B, do you emotionally disconnect yourself from one genre to the next?
Well, I'll tell you what happens is, and this is my thing. If I'm getting ready to do country or R&B or rock or whatever I'm doing, I'll go to the top tiers, listen to it over and over again, get a feel for it, fall in love with it, turn it off, and then do me. That's it. Like, what you got to understand when you hear it, you got to understand what makes country music is you got the great instruments. You got the steel guitars. You got guitars. You got live drums. You got and the biggest thing of it all is the storytelling. You know, what is this guy talking about? He's talking about Wear Her Dress. I wrote a song on my album called Wear Her Dress, and the song is saying, My family loves you so much, and my mom said, you know, tell this young lady you can wear my dress that I wore at my wedding. That's, you know, that's country, you know, like, wow. You know, so it's just like acting. You know, when an actor gets on a movie set, in this scene I need you to cry, you got to go there. So you got to be an entertainer. So, I just love that whole, I just love entertainment, and I love getting into character. Put on the clothes, put the shirt on that you need to put on, put the pants on. You know, I'm not Gaffner Hughes. Gaffner Allen Hughes is, you know, who I was when my mom birthed me. Gaffner the artist, he turns into something else, you know. And, you know, that's where I'm at with it.
I get that. Appreciate that answer. Back to you, Sean.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's get on to the next one. Here we go.
Cause you have been
All right, y'all, this is Hilltop Radio Show, the Traffic Jam. We got the one and only Gastner, the artist in the house. Let's go up to the top again. Miss Peggy, talk to us. Tell us how you feel.
Oh, my good. I am definitely feeling that. I'm just, oh, my goodness.
Fire.
That, oh, your voice. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Oh, do you play the piano? I'm just saying, like, yes, he did the piano.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
That's the song I did for Nene Leakes and her husband. And if I'm not mistaken, if I just looked on Instagram, I think he passed away, Nene Leakes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because she was just talking about him, how he's battling the cancer. Yeah, okay. She was just on TV the other night. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys know James Alexander from the Barclays. His son Jazzy said Jazzy wrote for Leah. You know, he does a lot of work. And he came to me and said that he needed a song for a wedding. And I did that song that you guys just played for a wedding on Bravo. And I just wrote the song, and then you actually come back to me. So, yeah.
Robin Lynn, go ahead and talk to us.
Yeah, that's a real special song, and love, prayers, and condolences to Nene Leakes and the family regarding Greg Leakes. I've been watching that story for a while now. Man, you know, R. Kelly is really in jail because he stole your stuff. That's the real reason why he's in jail. Okay, because he was stealing your stuff, man. I'm just letting you. Everybody else is too scared to tell you, but I'm letting you know, man, okay?
Go ahead, Benita, talk to us.
Oh, man, when you say chameleon, versatility is what it is when it comes to being an artist. And you definitely have, I love it, your voice. Oh, my God. I'm like Peggy now. So, got my vote. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
DJ Debo.
Man, you're very skillful, bro. That piano, man. That piano sound. That's that John Legend area right there, man. You very talented, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Man,
I love that.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt.
All right. yeah, Greg was 66 years old, so our condolences go out to Nene and her family and her husband.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was awesome dude, man. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I took the place of R. Kelly for that wedding on Bravo. They said that he wasn't able to do it. And then he said, hey, I got R. Kelly right here. I got Gazner. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was like, man, it was just, you know, I was thankful to be in that situation. My man Javon and Javon Sims and Jazzy Faye were just, Jazzy Faye is Alexander, James Alexander for the Barclays son. And they put me on that project. But yeah, man, I was hurt to see that he passed away, man. It's,
you know Jazzy. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
But you know, man, in this life, man, we can't expect to live forever. You know, we got this pandemic, and it's not a bad thing to be with a father, you know what I mean? So you can't expect to live here forever, man. You know, we lose loved ones, and I think the thing is, when we do lose them, we just have to know it's for a reason, and he wants us to keep living. So my life, I've lost some close, really, really close people to me, and what got me through is just to, you know, to know that they want me to live on, and I got to go, too. You know, I used to be afraid of death, you know, and now I'm not. You know, it's, hey, it got to happen. It got to happen, you know. We're not here forever. Just, you know, I have my advice to people is just to have a conversation with somebody today. Enjoy like this day. I don't know if tomorrow is promised to me. Don't get caught up on, you know, politics and arguing with people and, you know, because they don't, you know, don't want to take the vaccine or you do want to take it. You don't. Like, hey, man, whatever makes you happy, you know, in your life, enjoy it because it could be gone that quick.
It's true. It's true. You mentioned Jazzy Faye, man. A lot of people don't know Jazzy Faye. Jazzy Faye is one of the baddest studio producers in the world. Tell us a little bit about him, working with him, man. He's a legend in the game, man. I mean, I know you did some work for him and he done some work for you. The work that he's done for you, man, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Jazzy, man, I met Jazzy. Well, actually, I don't know if you guys remember MC Bree.
Mm-hmm.
MC Bree was from Flint, Michigan.
The future
Flint, Michigan, where I'm from. That was my best friend. Jazzy was around me at a time where we didn't even really talk to each other. But later on, I ended up meeting Jazzy through, I met a buddy of mine, Devon Sims, who officially introduced me to Jazzy. Eric Breed put Jazzy in the game. My best friend put Jazzy in the game. Jazzy was in Eric's house and producing and doing tracks and stuff like that. Working with Jazzy, man, Jazzy, man, got some stories, dude. Like, he told me a story. He said a young lady called him just to give you his musical background. He said, man, a young lady called him and said, hey, Jazzy, I want you to come over. He's like, what's going on? He said, gas. When I get over there, you know, she said, come in. He said, it was just a, you know, weird kind of vibe. He said, when he gets to the house, it was a big chair, and this person was sitting in the chair, and the chair was tucked around. He couldn't see him. He said, when the chair turns around, guess what it was? He said, it was Prince. And he said, oh, boy. He said, man, I almost fell to the floor, man. You know, and
wow.
You know, to say that to Jazzy, and he was like, man, he's like, gas, I didn't even, you know, I knew I was out there and I had records out there, but he said for Prince to be excited and do my little tagline, you know, oh boy, and stuff like that, man. But he's told me many stories about his experiences, you know, with his dad. I think, if I'm not mistaken, his mom is a beautiful person, man, to me.
Mm-hmm.
She sung background for Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well, too. Yeah.
Yeah. His musical background, a lot of people think he's just some hip-hop producer. He's done Mary J. Blige, Still Fine.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, he did the drums for that. He did Aaliyah. He did, Sierra. I produced a group called ATL when I first met Sierra. His musical, he's so talented, man. That dude is like talented on his ears, man. You know, words can't explain.
Right. Yeah, man, a lot of the old school hip hop and R&B cats from back in the day. You know, on their comeback albums and stuff, a lot of them are working with Jazzy Faye, too. There's a lot of artists from the DMV area that travel either to, you know, either when he's in Atlanta or even out there in California, just personally want to work with Jazzy Faye, man. So, when you mentioned that, I know a lot of people that love working with that cat. Yeah.
His personality, too, man, he's bubbly. He's a people person, man. He's, you know, being around him, man, he just got great energy, man. And we're working with him, man. Like, you'll go work with him and you'll work on one thing, and in the middle of working on it, he'll jump to a whole other song. He'll go to about five different tracks, man. He just loves music, man.
That's why everybody that's worked with him has gotten a Grammy or not Grammy nominated or something, or an award, you know.
Yeah, man.
Gold or platinum album or whatever, hanging on the wall, messing with that cat. Yeah, man. Yeah, all right, you guys, this is a traffic jam right here on the Hilltop Radio. Go ahead, Devo.
No, I'm just saying, shit, I would love to work with him. Just mm-hmm. one time, just love to work with him. But as you were talking
yeah.
about MC Breed, man, I there ain't no future in your front. And that was one of my favorite
okay.
songs of like the early 90s.
I'm going to give you a line. They used to call me Gasno, like Gasno. So I'm in a club, and I hear, "Down with my homie G-O-S-N-O-N." I was like, did he put my name in his record? You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, I didn't even know he put my name in the record, but then me and Breed went to Job Corps together. And before we hung out in Flint, Michigan, man. And he went off to do Shoot You in Your Front, and I did some records with him. And I met DOC the Doc from, man, we took DOC. You remember DOC, right?
The formula.
Then we on a stage with Tupac and Breed. On stage with him. Like, it was like, he was like, man, can somebody, like, do some singing behind what we're doing? He said, yeah, I got my boys, man, they can do it, my boy Gas and Tony. And, you know, man, we in Flint, Michigan with these guys, man. People thought we were superstars, man. It was crazy. Ed Sherman, you know, all those people, man. And Eric Breed really, he wanted me to rap, but then when he heard me sing, he said, "Oh, Gas, you need to sing." May he rest in peace. I sung at his funeral. Loving dearly, man. His daughter, man, is an awesome vocalist. You know, she can sing her butt off. His oldest daughter, Lexi Breed.
'08. He passed in '08, right? Wasn't it '08?
It was something like that, man. I can't remember exactly. Man, I'm going to tell you, too. Listen, I talked to Eric. I came to Atlanta. And he said, "Hey, Gas, I'm in Michigan. I'll be back in a few days. Hang tight. I want you to come over to the house, me and the wife. We're going to hang out." He never came. He tells a friend of ours from Flint, Michigan, "Hey, man, I ain't going to make it out there. Take care, Gas." Man, not that the days after later, man, that man passed away. I was like, wow. Like, it's like he knew. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
All right, y'all, this is the Traffic Jam. We'll be right back after this commercial.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tax. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, this is the Traffic Jam here on the Hilltop Radio Show. This is your boy DJ Sean, and we got the one and only, the talented Gassner, the artist, is in the house with us. Hey, Gassner, man, you, any books in the making, man? Because you have history behind your shoes, your hands, your fingers, your good side, whatever you play, man. You have history, man. And I like these type of shows because a lot of artists, a lot of the younger artists that are on, you know, you seasoned guys have a history, have a story to tell. You know, you work with this great, you work with that great to try to get to where you are today. And you're still, you know, paving the way for the younger people, man. So I love, you know, this last week we had an artist on called Black Coffee. She, you know, she did music with the Too Short, and I didn't even know that. Then we had another artist on that has a track with one of the cats from Cameo. Then we had another cat on.
Yeah, man.
He was the drummer for the Floaters. So this is the stuff that excites me about, you know, artists that come on the show, man, because they got history with them, and a lot of people that are listening can learn from you guys, man, really learn from you guys because of the story that you guys have. You know, it's not, yeah, you're on here for us to play your music, but we want to know who you are and how, you know, your trip was down the road to get to where you at today, you know, and dropping your new album and, you know, doing it in a whole different scene from where, you know, you were where you once was, you're somewhere now. So, man, again,
exactly.
Shout out to Yolanda and Bridge the Gap, Connect the Dot for tag teaming with us here on Hilltop, man, and getting these artists on board, man. This is the type of stuff that excites me. I don't know about everybody else, but I get excited when I hear, you know, because we're good friends with Larry. You know, Larry Dotson is a regular here from the Barcades.
Yeah, that's
here from the Barcades.
That's my uncle.
Yeah.
That's my uncle.
Yeah, we call him Uncle Larry, too. Yeah.
I co-produced Grown Folks on the Barcades, the Grown Folks record.
Oh.
Yep, Larry. Yeah, yes, I did. Jazzy Say.
Well,
and
damn.
My name is Ron Sims. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So
I just did another record for them called Perfect Gentleman.
Yeah. I do know that one's in the making, because, matter of fact, Larry texted me the other day talking about getting ready to drop a new single that's, I think, this week. Supposed to be getting it over to me this week. Yeah, but this is the type of friendship I have with these cats too, man. And it's a small world how everything ties into, you know, to everybody. That's why I get excited when we have, you know, cats such as yourself that's in work. And, you know, was it Uncle E? He was the drummer for the Floaters, and Larry Cunningham of the Floaters, me and him were real close. So, you know, everything's tied in, man. So, again, man, keep what you're doing, man. We're getting ready to get into another one of your songs. This is Wear Her Dress right here on the Traffic Jam.
Talked about all those stories, and you just enjoyed all of them. You fit right in. Grandma, she said you were perfect, and that you were heaven sent for me. And what Daddy said stayed in my head. Oh, he said I hear some wedding bells coming. You better go get that ring when the moment's right. Tell her that night how much we love her so. And mother said the day you say yes, she don't mind wearing her dress. The very first time I knew I loved you, listen to our favorite song. You had on some cute blue jeans with your hoop and rings, and your eyes they stayed on me. And I just enjoyed all of it. I could have spent the whole night with you. You must have been heaven sent for me. But Daddy said rings in my head. Day you say yes, she don't mind wearing wearing her dress. Oh, oh,
oh. All right, all right. I just want to say this real quick before I go to you guys and get you guys started on the song. Gassner, we're going to bring you back on tomorrow night's show. And the reason why is because I have a special guest. Mm-hmm. He couldn't be on tonight, but he can be mm-hmm. on tomorrow night. So we're going to bring you back tomorrow because this guy is a pioneer in country music.
Okay.
And okay. I sent him your music, and this is the reason okay. why he's coming on here. He wants to hear wow. you live and give you and talk to you about what he wants to talk to you about live on the radio so the world can hear it instead of a phone call.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then also
yes,
DJ Debo, I gave DJ Debo your EP, and DJ Debo, can you give us kind of like a little feedback of the country radio station cast that you network with up there in the DMV?
Yeah, I got a couple of buddies of mine. One is a program director at a radio station, Froggy 99, which is a country station, and I gave it to him. He's played it, mm-hmm. actually got it playing in rotation, and I gave it to another friend of mine who's a DJ, and he plays at a lot of different events. And he played
wow.
it at one of his events, and they've been the people that he's been playing it for at the golf club resort. They're
yeah.
asking who you are. They've never heard the song. They didn't know who it was, and so they've been asking. They've been inquiring about who was this person, who was this song.
Wow.
They really liked it. So,
man,
I want to try to get both of them on tomorrow so they could at least
okay.
Speak on their numbers, on what
yeah.
kind of numbers he's doing at the station.
I can't wait, man. Thank you so much, bro.
You know the conversation that we had, I said when I get behind a project, I use all my resources to try to help as much as possible. So
yes, sir.
These are
yes,
the
sir.
Resources I was telling you guys about. So, all right, go, Miss Peggy, what do you think about the song?
I am going to have to get married to my husband all over again. That, oh, wow. Your voice
yeah.
is raising the hair on my arms.
Thank you.
That's,
you don't
goodness,
understand how much that
I just,
thank you so much.
No, you are a gift. Just, music is just beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, Robin Lynn Maven, Voz Live Radio.
Yeah, this is like your range is really amazing, and we probably even can't even capture an oomph of it in just a few songs that we're going to hear tonight. But I really dig it. I really like you,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you. It's nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Thank you so much. Amen.
DJ Debo, go ahead and talk to us, big brother.
That's true to country, bro. That's
thank you,
really
man.
True to country. I mean, I've really felt like it was something that you would hear from a Garth Brooks type or was the guy.
Mm.
I can't think of the guy name. And it's true to country. I mean, I can
yeah.
hear where you pitch your voice to it, too. You're
sir.
Versatile,
yes,
man. You're really versatile.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I'm glad you hear
it. You, Sean.
Hear it. You hear it, man. That you don't understand you saying that, what that means to me, because, you know, I tell people all the time, man, he God gave me talent, right? But if you don't have energy, man, I can't take the credit. Man, a lot of times I'm writing these songs, I'm not even writing them. He's right, the energy, the spirit, that's writing it for me. And if people can't stay connected to that, you'll lose, man. You got to stay true and don't get too proud and think it's you and all this kind of stuff, man. I don't care, man. million sales later, man. I'm the same dude you're talking to right now, man. And I'm thankful for it, too, because my eyes open. I understand where it comes from. I understand that it's not just me. I understand it takes a team. I understand it takes everybody that's on this call right now to get me where I need to be. It's a team. It takes everybody. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes people. And people lose sight of that, man. And it takes maturity, and it takes time. It takes getting butt whooped, you know what I mean? So you saying that, man, and you hearing it, you know, it inspires me. That's building me up and to my next creation.
And I just want to add this to as well, too, man. You know, when I was in the conversation with you and your manager, and we were talking and everything, and you were going back in time, your timeline, you know, and the first thing I was waiting for you to say, well, yeah, I was going to use one of these cats that, you know, like Jazzy Faye, or one of these cats I did work with to get me out there in the industry. So at the end of the conversation, I said, well, damn, he didn't mention anything about that. So then that's when I was thinking about it right then and there. So then that's when I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and help this brother. Because all that talent you had that you worked with, it could have been easy. Yo, I need you guys to help me get out there quicker than normal. And I love it when an old school cat comes back in the industry and redoes his music and does it the right way instead of using his resources to get him back up there on top. I commend you for doing that, man, because that's a real artist. You know, that's a real artist.
Thank you, man.
I will always back a real artist when they're doing the business the right way. Now, I'm not saying, you know, take your resources and to get out there, but the right way is starting from A and working your way to Z. Like I've told you and Mr. Green, anything that we can do, we got you over here on Hilltop, man, and we're doing it now. I told you from day one what was going to happen, what we're going to do, what we're going to need, and how we're going to push it. So,
as I say,
the wheels on the bus go round and round. So, we're rounding and round. So, I just wanted to tell you that, man. I just had to add that. Devo, anything you want to add before we move on?
Yeah, I just want to say he's going to join in the ranks, man, of other, because it's not really, if you think about it, it's not a whole, like you said, a whole lot of brothers that's doing country music. So you're about to join a rank, a very small rank, you know, Charlie Pride, Aaron Neville.
Yeah.
You coming in the line with them guys and the Rufus Paynes and you deserve it.
From what
I hear, it's authentic. It's not like you're forcing
it.
It's authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real talk.
You know, and that's one of the reasons why, like I said a while ago, like why I jumped to you, because you work hard at what you're doing, excuse me, and you're not playing around with your legacy. You know what I mean? And you're taking time with it to make sure you got every sound sounding good, you know, every word sounding excellent, you know, so the women can love what you're putting out there. The guys can dance to, you know, those country line dances and stuff like that. That's all that matters. And I see some of your music, like the one we played a while ago. I see that in a, you know, because country and Western is starting really to come back to the big screen. You know, this pandemic has slowed down a lot, but a lot of people don't know. A lot of country and Western movies are getting ready to hit. They're getting ready to come back again. The old ones are getting ready to redo them and bring them back. A lot of people don't know that. And they're looking for talented, young country and Western artists that they can put their music on the screen as well, too, man. I'm telling you what I know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, we're going to get in this next song. You did one of Beyonce's covers. How hard was was that hard to do a Beyonce cover as for a dude?
Man, you know, Well, I picked the right song because, you know, female voice, of course, they have a high range vocal. And I felt this All Night record. I said, man, you know what? This is the cover I'm going to do. And I just felt it, man. And I wasn't scared of it. And I just went at it, man. I love Beyonce. She's an incredible artist. So.
Found the truth beneath your lies, and true love never pass to I know they be trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give me some time to prove that I can trust you again. I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
Show respect to artists like herself. I mean, Beyonce is the new Tina Turner, I always say. That's who she is.
Right. All yeah. right. Robin Lynn Maven, Boz Live Radio. I am streaming
it's,
Seattle.
He's so humble. It's amazing. Who knew that all this is coming out of you and it's in you. It's just amazing. Your range on some of these things, I wouldn't even know I was listening to the same artist. Man, that's,
yep.
You're tough. Yeah, I love it. Thank
yeah.
you.
yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
DJ Debo, talk to us, big brother.
Man, only thing I can say, bro, amazing. Amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
The only thing I can say because everything, your style is so versatile, you know, and I'm going with Robin on that because if I didn't know better, I wouldn't think it was the same person. You know,
yeah,
you do your thing, bro. Do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm going by the chameleon, man. And you know what, man, I can't even. And to be honest with you, you know, when I really look at it, I go back to my Uncle David. He passed away, and actually he was on drugs pretty heavy, but he was very knowledgeable with music, and he always told me, you know, how musicians can have an understanding in like seconds. And I experienced that. My other cousins thought he was tripping. They thought he was tripping. He said, no, man, ain't no numbers. Yeah, I said, no, hey, this is the five, this is the six. And he asked me a question. He said, man, what makes you, you know, what you think makes the Temptations? What makes that sound? He said, what makes David Ruffin sound? I said, I don't know. He said, hey, man, you got to put some rasp in your voice. You know, and he schooled me on capturing a sound. Like if I do Frank Sinatra, I'm going to do Frank Sinatra. Someday when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, you got to understand it. You get what I'm trying to say? So,
hell yeah.
And he taught me, but I, you know, as the years went by, I didn't realize that it really got into my system and that I really understood it, man. And I'm just thankful, bro. Honestly, I can't take no credit, really. You know, I can't.
You know who was great for that? Who was really great for that?
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure was.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-talented. Yep. He could change his voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He was, man.
Yeah.
He was. It's hard.
And he was a hell of a drummer, too.
Mm.
I didn't know he played drums like that. He's a hell of a drummer.
Well, he danced like a drummer. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. It's not a lot of, and also, I got some music that a lot of people don't have on R. Kelly, like blues and country. He's another one of those guys. Like, you are not alone what he did for Michael Jackson. You know, that record sounded like Michael Jackson before Michael did it. And that's Mike took the record. He's like, yo, that's me. And he cut the record. You know, and unfortunately, you got these things happening, man. But you got people out here that's like that. That's actually Eric Clayton discovered R. Kelly. He's the one who got – it's funny we talking, man, tonight because Eric Clayton just left me in Atlanta, Georgia. He brought his daughter down to Atlanta for me to record her. He discovered R. Kelly. He did Avant. He did Kiki Wyatt. That's like a – big friend of mine, man. He moved me to Chicago for like 6 years. He said, man, guys, you like R. Kelly, man. He said, man, you're multi-talented, man. And we've been friends for years, man. And that's what brought our energies and our spirits together, man. But, you know, I'm just thankful, though. I'm happy that I'm in that lane where I'm able to. You know what? R&B is not working for me. Guess what I'm about to do? I'm about to do a Rick James album 2021. That's where my head is. And I'm actually going to do that.
I'm quite sure his brother and his sister would love that. Rick's brother is a big time. He loves us here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. And that's my mentor.
Yeah.
He comes on here.
Yeah, man.
And his sister was on here last week. You know, she managed Tina Marie. So, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm quite sure he would love that. He would love that. He would love you to do something for his brother. I know he would. And get behind it, too.
I was actually supposed to perform his daughter doing this thing at a viewing for the – what show? His show, this this thing with Rick James is getting ready to come out, and they doing like a live band, but I wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, that mess, but that's another story. That's a bunch of mess, man. It's a bunch of, ooh, I don't want to get into that right now because,
I understand.
All I'm going to say is going to be a lot of people going to court. That's all I'm going to say.
It's
going to be.
Yeah, but man, people like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people like James Brown and Prince and, you know, I think, man, just having, you know, your own identity. Either you got your own identity, man, or you could just do it all. That's my thing.
All right, let's go to another commercial, and we got someone that wants to shout out to you on the line. Let me be right back.
Okay.
If it plays.
Introducing the all-new C-Class Coupe. Performance that moves you. Beauty that stops you in your tracks. The completely redesigned C-Class Coupe. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
All right, y'all. This is the Traffic Jam right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only talented, the artist himself, Gassner, the artist here live with us. And we got a special guest right here all the way from the block DJs with Connect the Dot DJ Booty Rocker. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
What's happening? How y'all doing, Sean?
Doing good, man. How about yourself,
good,
man?
Good.
Man, you come
all
on
right,
here sound
good,
with
good.
You come on here with a voice like Barry White and everything, man. But you know, we got to get you on here.
Well, you know how it is. I just want to give a shout out to my man Gas, all gas, no brakes, brother. I'm from your hometown, 810.
What?
And bro, I just got to tell you, man, I've been playing your music every wedding song, every wedding I do.
Really?
I've been playing the Southern song that Mr. Clean, bro. Man, they loving it.
What?
They just loving it, bro. Oh, just want to salute you, bro.
Man, thank you, bro, man. Hometown buddy. Come on, bro. We made it out to 810 for his dates around here.
Oh, yeah. From the 810, bro. I've been listening to you for a long time with MC Breed and Papa Breed and all them guys. Man, I've been listening
Papa
to you a long time,
wow,
bro.
Al Breed. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Dave family?
Yeah. Remember the DJ?
Man,
I used to DJ
so
with your
so,
DJ
man.
Back then.
Man, dude, that's crazy.
Man. Long time ago, bro. I used to DJ at the 210 Club, Saginaw, Alma. Yeah, 810, bro. 810.
Man, that's crazy, man.
Man.
Thanks, man, for calling in, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man.
And I be streams on Twitch. I do a live show, Slow Jam Sunday on Twitch.
DJ Booty Rocker, go ahead and tell everybody where they can follow you at on your social media and your show times, man. Go ahead and do that real quick, brother.
You can follow me on Twitch. I stream on Twitch. I do every Thursday night. I do Southern Soul Party, 7 p.m.
Okay.
To 10 p.m. And then every Saturday night I do a versus battle on Twitch from 8 p.m. to midnight. And then every Sunday night on Twitch, I do a Slow Jam Sunday from 8 p.m. to midnight, and it's all slow jams. And when I tell you it's all slow jams, Gassner, when I play your slow jams on there, they request me, who was that?
What's your social media links, Rocker?
My name on Twitch is Donald is DJ _ Booty _ Rocker. And I'm also on YouTube, Donald Fuquay, a.k.a. DJ Booty Rocker. Representing Rock the Block DJs out of Flint, Michigan.
Okay. All right.
Flint, Michigan, man. Man, bro, man. You made it, boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, man. You know what Flint, Michigan is. Come on, now. Arlene's, Northwestern. Come on, man. That whole thing. Dewey Park.
Yep. And I graduated from Northwestern, so you know how I know how it is.
Wow. Yeah, they kicked me out.
810. 810. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, guys.
Appreciate
keep doing
you
your thing.
Man,
all gas, no brakes, bro. All gas, no brakes.
Man, thank you.
DJ Booty Rocker, stay with us, man. I'm gonna keep you tapped in, man, so you can go over some of this music with us as well. Appreciate you, man, for tuning in. Anybody else that wants to say something to Gas while he's on here, just hit one on your keypad, and I'll get you over in the queue, and then we'll kindly get you on. All right, we're gonna keep it going. This is Drinking About You. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
It's a traffic jam.
Like it straight if you don't mind. Open a tab at my table. I'm gonna be drinking all night. I know I'm gonna feel it in the morning, and it sure serves me right. I separated from a woman. This weekend feels like life. Yeah, bartender pouring it up. That straight gin water, I need me some 100 too. I got that old man blues, and I can't stop drinking now. I'm drinking now. Straight gin won't do. Need something stronger. In my lap, I'm gonna pull up to her place and beg her to take me back. Oh,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna pour it.
Miss Peggy, talk to us.
Wow. You are just a gift to this earth. Like, oh my goodness, that is, oh wow. Your voice, I could just listen forever. That is amazing. Your epic, truly, truly, just,
thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Talk to us, Robin.
Man, I ain't got no more words, man. You are a great artist. And all of your songs are just, they're awesome, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, our special guest, PJ Booty Rocker, man, what you got to tell us, man?
Gaffner, keep doing your thing. All gas, no breaks, brother. Them slow songs you've been doing, man.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man.
All right, big brother, DJ Devo. Talk to us, big brother.
Man, like I said again, brother, ain't really no words, man. You're very, very multi-talented. Once again, you kept it true to form. And again, I heard the pitch. I heard the change. I heard the voice.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't forced.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't forced. It's just natural. And your sound sounds really clean. It's not like it's a processed sound or over-processed sound. You kept
exactly.
it true, bro.
Exactly.
So keep doing what
Thank
you're
you.
Doing, bro. Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Any you want to comment on any of that, Gassner?
Yeah, man. You know what he just said. Just to top off what he just said, man. I like to stay true in anything I do, and even in my personal life. And I think who being an artist is, I think is, you know, not don't try to do music to get money. Man, I don't do this. Of course, I want to live good and make things happen, but I do it first for the love.
Mm-hmm.
When you stop doing it for the love, you're going to miss it somewhere. You're going to miss a lyric. You're going to miss a vocal. You're going to miss some passion. But my advice to anybody that want to do music, don't go in and try to get women and get money and you want to put gold on, you want to have this car. And man, go with the love first. It'll pay the bills later. So I just stay true to the sound. If I'm going to do rock, I'm going to do rock music. Stay true to what that is. Understand it, feel it, live in it, you know. And, you know, it's something that I really can't explain. It's just something that I feel. And like I say, I got to give all thanks to the Heavenly Father for giving me the understanding, you know, when I hear something to say, oh, that's what that should be. So if you create your song like this, Gaz, this is what it should be. This is how it should feel. Because people, you can't fool people. You cannot fool people. That's one thing you can't do. Yeah. So I don't believe in playing, like, when I it's serious to me. Just like, you know, my kids, my babies, you know, it's serious to me. I take it really serious, and I take it serious to how people hear it and see it. Like, I want to connect with you so we can live through life with each other through this music. That's where I'm at.
Right. Again, this is the Traffic Jam right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only Gaffner. The artist is on. Again, man, you're an awesome cat. You got a head on your shoulders. You know what you want, man, and you're not taking any shortcuts. And, you know, you start from... And then, you know, a couple of them songs, I don't know if the last two songs I really listened to. You know, I've been listening to your music, but I really listened to them. Last two tracks we played, man, your range, I could hear, I don't know if DJ Devo picked up on it, but he usually picks up on a lot of stuff. I picked up on.
Yes, I did.
You sound like your range for a couple of them key notes that you were hitting, man. I almost thought I was listening to Al Green on here, man.
Okay, I got something for you. And you know what, man? God is amazing. You know what? And I'm going to say this to you. When I go into these different if I go into R&B or go into country. When I went into country, when I do my country, and man, Al Green was at the top of my list, what my twang should be. I'm so in love with you, whatever you want to do, all I need. That's where I was at with it.
Mm-hmm.
You heard right. So you
that's
heard
right.
Right.
I picked
that's
I knew
exactly,
I knew
that's exactly
it. He came right
you
to my bars. Yep. I said, damn, you sound like Al Green.
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead, Debo.
That's what
you say Al Green, but you know Otis Redding came to my mind, man.
Yeah, I messed with Otis.
No.
I messed with
him. He did the song because it almost put me to mind of a change gonna come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Mm. Well, there's another cover for you, big brother. Go ahead and work on it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Come on, man. Come on. Let's go. I love it, man.
Right. Yeah, man. We still got some more songs to play. Everybody out there listening, again, this is the Jukebox Radio Show. Guys, tell everybody your social media. I don't think I said that
my
yet
social,
tonight, man.
Yeah, man.
What's your social media out there?
My Instagram is Gassner_theartist. My Instagram, Gassner_theartist. It's all across the board, man. Y'all check me out. Follow me on this journey.
What's the name of your latest EP? So people and tell people where they can go and get it at.
Yeah, it's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify everywhere. It's Gassner the Artist. That's the album actually. And my single is called Re-Up. Re-Up is on YouTube. You can see the video on YouTube. It's everywhere, man. You can see it everywhere.
Yeah, you pretty much said, talking about Re-Up, you said, I'm going to quote you, this song is all about a guy who just met a pretty lady. And for the first time, it has a great connection with her, and he just can't get enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, quote.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I did my research on you, big brother. I got you.
So the real story about that, right? This gonna sound crazy to you. My wife, right? The fourth time I physically saw her, we was getting married.
See?
That's
I tell y'all right? Last week, love at first sight, damn it, Debo. I won't hear nothing else from it. He put it right there.
Yeah, but
wow, man. And so how long y'all been married?
7 years.
Damn,
seven
okay.
Years. Yeah.
All right.
7 years, man.
Congratulations to
you.
You
know, marriage is a journey, man. It's any relationship, man. You just just can't be, selfish, You gotta, look into other people's needs and their travels and what they've been through in their life, man. Sometimes we can get caught up in our own self and not really looking at, why this person is this way or why this thing is happening. Man, you got to really just be quiet sometimes. I think silence. I saw Denzel say something, maturity. It's like be quiet sometimes and just listen, but that comes with maturity.
Any acting coming across the horizon?
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity?
Yeah, my buddy. Yeah, actually, I did some scoring on my buddy Javon Sims, which he's best friends with Jazzy Faye. He's up and coming. He's a movie director. He's writing movies. We actually get ready to do a movie, and I'll be one of the main actors in the movie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So acting, it's not far from singing.
Right.
That's the acting all in itself, because if I can't get on that mic and make you believe what I'm singing, you got to get into character. So if you can connect the dots, you can act.
All right.
It's that simple. It's that simple.
Same old two-step. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Hey, DJ. Say something real quick for me and my baby.
hold on, hold me tight now.
We did a slow dance to our favorite song. Got the same chemistry like she never left me. I get the same feeling when we so grind. Got me reminiscing about all the old times. Girl, we still got the same old truth. Girl, we still got the same old truth. Girl, we still got the same old truth. Girl, we still got the same old truth.
I know you still love me.
Treat you right. I really miss the days when you used to do that thing with your hips. Then you turn around and you do that little dip. Right hand in mine, spin you around one time. And I pull your body close to mine.
We did a slow dance to our favorite song. Got the same chemistry like you never left me. I get the same feeling when we so grind. Got me reminiscing about all the old times. Girl, we still got that.
Apart. Hey, then I know better now. I really miss the days when you used to do that thing with your hips. Then you turn around and you do that little dip. Right hand in line, spin you around one time. Then I pull your body close to mine.
We did a slow dance to our favorite song. Got the same chemistry like you never left me. I get the same feeling when you be so grind. Something real simple for all you lovers, and it goes like this. Y'all ready? Grab somebody, take them by the hand, do a little dip and do an old school dance. Fly to the left, fly to the right, hold that girl with all of your mind. Grab somebody, take them by the hand, do a little dip and do an old school dance. Fly to the left, fly to the right. Got the same chemistry like she never left me. I get the same feeling when we so grind. Got me reminiscing about all the old times. Girl, we still got the same old truth. 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 I know you still love me.
Right, same old two-step. Question was asked, Gassner, do you have a, is there a line dance to that song yet?
Yeah, we work, actually, my little cousin, she danced like some Missy Elliott videos and stuff like that. She's doing like this TikTok dance for that, actually.
Okay, yeah, so you don't have like an official line dance group that?
Yeah, we work. Not yet. We're working on it. Somebody out there, y'all come up with it. Let's do it.
Well, Classy Line Dance Divas out of Marietta, Georgia would like to do an official line dance to that. I just got the message. Yeah.
I would love for them to do it. They can have it. Let's go.
All right. All right, you guys heard it. Let's go back up to the top. Peggy, Miss Peggy, talk to us. Same old two-step.
Hey, I am putting on my shoes. We are going out dancing. Let's go all night. All night. I am feeling all your music is so, I am feeling it all. It's amazing. You're epic.
Thank you.
Versatile. Everything from rap just everything is, you're epic, truly epic.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So welcome. So welcome.
Robin Lynn Maven, Boz Live Radio, and I am streaming.
So let me see if I'm saying this right. Southern country music is like Southern soul, like for real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're doing a great job representing and bringing it out, man. Do your thing.
Thank you.
My
so
big
much.
Brother, DJ Debo.
Man, this guy is just all kinds of talent, man. I can hear that R. Kelly influence in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you pulled out that tool. Yeah, you know what it is.
Bro, you're really, really multi-talented, man. You can go different directions at will. That's your blessing, bro. Keep giving that to the
man,
world.
You.
We need that. We really need that.
Thank you. Yeah, man. I owe it to everybody, man. I can't just keep that to myself. Like, that's in my spirit to share it, not to, like, for people to jock me, like, oh, man, you. No. Let's have fun with this thing. Let's change the world. Let's uplift some people. That's what music is for.
Yeah, uplift people and connect people. And, you know, it's a song for every. Every mood you're in, every feeling that you get, is a song for it. Real talk.
Yes, it is.
And your music has really fit those moods tonight here on the show, man. When I was asked to come on the call with you guys to meet you, man, I didn't know it was going to be, you know, I just thought it was just going to be another regular call where people trying to, you know, use
mm-hmm.
network and get out there, but I didn't know it was going to turn into a learning process for me and at that same time, history. You know, history is always in the making when you're dealing with people. That's why I put on social media, you know, we out here, we accepting requests and we requesting people because that person or this person is with someone that we know. But how many times do you actually go through your social media page and just go down through somebody's page? It's so much. I mean, you got so many multi-talented artists that did something back in the day, actors, actresses, just people that are everyday people. And you don't know that you're friends with these people until you go down and look and you'd be amazed.
Exactly.
I was amazed at how many people I went back and just to go through and check in my social media outlet, and I was like, wow, you know, like the lead singer from Atlantic Star, you know what I'm saying, Chucky Booker, you know, all these people that I'm friends with, and I'm like, man, I'm going to start utilizing this stuff. Hey, I'll give you a guest on to the show. Yeah. So, your grind is hard, man, and I like that, man. I want to be like you when I get your age. Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
No, man.
All right, y'all, this is the Traffic Jam. We got two more songs and then we're gonna bring them back tomorrow. Hopefully we get the last song in. We might have to wait and do that tomorrow so the big man can hear that one. But this is Pretty Brown Eyes right here on the Traffic Jam. We'll be right back.
Got them pretty brown, brown, pretty brown eyes. They sure look good to me.
Pretty face, brown eyes in it. Cute ponytail, no nails painted, blue jeans in it.
Yeah.
And she really don't know much about no city living.
Okay.
But this country girl, she sure knows how to work with it.
Yeah.
I swear I saw some fireworks. As she walked up to me, man, it made my eyes hurt. A cold piece of work. Now she got everything a man needs. She can make a city boy turn country.
Every day,
them big old pretty brown eyes, they made me wanna stay.
contrast.
Pretty brown, brown, pretty brown eyes. They sure look good to me.
Sheen over the top with it. Low key with no makeup, but she hot with it.
She hot with it.
I be loving the way that she ride on that four wheeler. And she don't mind getting dirty, even though she is so damn pretty. Lose
control,
like never before. I'm packing my bags, I'm about to be hitting the road. Now she's right, right where I wanna be. She gon' make the city boy turn country.
I met her in a small town where they murmured every day. Some big old pretty brown, brown, pretty brown eyes. They made me wanna stay.
Country.
I really think that I have fallen. You're the only name I'm calling. Got me drunk in love and you can call me an alcoholic. I really think that I have fallen. You're the only name I'm calling. Got me drunk in love and you can call me an alcoholic.
Now she's right, right where I wanna be. She gon' make the city boy turn country.
I met her in a small town where
pretty brown eyes sure look good to me. And when I get married, when I get married, you got to come to my wedding and sing, man. And
just have me then. I'll do it. Let me know, man.
All right, you got that. So when I say I do, they're gonna close the whole United States down on that damn day. All right, Miss Peggy. Tell us, talk to us, tell us what you think.
Oh, my goodness. Don't ever stop. Your music, you are fire. You are totally fire.
Thank you.
I just, yes, you truly are amazing. You are a gift. All of your music, just don't ever stop. Keep bringing that music, because our world, we need more of all of that.
Thank you so much. I'm going to take your advice. I won't.
All right, Miss Robin Lynn, Five Live. I am streaming.
Just phenomenal. Something like a phenomenon, man. You know, like, make up your mind. Country, rock and roll, what you going to do, man? You just do what you want. Do what you like. I'm really enjoying you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Man.
Big brother Debo, talk to us, man. Debo.
Oh, I'm here. My phone was on you. I'm sorry. Man, again, bro, you got a lot of talent, man, and everything I've heard tonight, it's fire, and I know you're going somewhere. All I ask for you, don't forget us when you get that Grammy and that Emmy.
Hey, man.
Don't forget us here at the Hilltop, bro.
Hey, man, you know what, man? I tell you, man, like, man, and this is just not, this ain't no cap. Like the young boy say, I'm just so real, bro. Like, this conversation and this phone, this interview and this phone radio interview is amazing. All the energies you guys on this phone, is going to my grave, bro. Like, this is amazing. I thank you guys so much. This is taking me to another level than what I was before I got on the call. So if I can have you guys in my presence around me when I'm doing anything, man, I just love, man, for us to just celebrate and talk about this, what we just did today, man.
Hey, man, any time. You still got a part two tomorrow. You got a part two tomorrow, so you know what I mean.
Let's go.
To do a real interview on an artist, you can't do it in 30 minutes. There's no way you can do it in 30 minutes. There's no way that an artist can tell his story in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's why. Yeah. We bring artists on for our 50 minutes, because you can get a lot done and said in an hour 50 minutes and a lot of music. See, we didn't play 7 songs. We still got your A song to play, but we're gonna wait till tomorrow to play that.
Okay.
We played all your music, and we still got to get to know you as an artist and as a human being as well too. And the reason why we created these types of shows. It's not just a radio interview. We created a documentary radio show. So, the documentary is you and your life, which you've gone through, where you at today to get to, to your next step in life. So it's a documentary that we're bringing into the audience, on air, over air. And so that's what people want to listen to. You can't do a whole lot in 30. I'm not knocking people down that do the way that they hold their interviews, but we can't know a lot about you if we don't have you on. You know what I'm saying? Your background and stuff like that. Real talk.
Hey, man, people like to see real things. They like to see the bloopers. They like to see the mess ups. They like to hear everything. Yeah, that's what type of world we're living in. So you are ahead of the curve. This is where we at. This is what people should be doing. It's beyond the music, man. It's much deeper. And this, what we just did, man, is phenomenal. I'm glad that you're giving me the opportunity to be able to tell my story and just each and everybody, man. Just listen. I thank all you guys so much, man. This is like, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful, man, to have my strength, my health and strength. This right here is just amazing, man. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, Desmond, I want to thank you for being a part of the show, man. We got you back on part two. I also want to mention the top of the show. We opened up the show with KZ, Barnyard Boogie. And Monday night, we always pay homage. Last month, we paid homage to a lot of the artists that, in industry, and we didn't get the chance to get into the Marvin Gaye mix, but we're getting ready to get into the Marvin Gaye mix. Gasner, if you want to stay on, you can listen to the mix, man. If not, we'll be back. We'll get up with you tomorrow. You'll be back on with us tomorrow night. We got an awesome Southern Soul artist by Mr. No Weapon is going to be on the show as well tomorrow night. And then we got Mr. Gasner, the artist, coming back on tomorrow night as well. And we got a lot of special guests that are going to be coming on tomorrow night's show, and that's the Traffic Jam, the Jukebox Radio Show. So, Ms. Robin Lynn, maybe anything you want to say to this young man, or are you going to wait till tomorrow and give him his stuff tomorrow?
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Okay. Ms. Peggy, you wait till tomorrow. We'll all wait till tomorrow. We're going to get anything you want to say there, Gassner?
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and doing this with me and just listening and just really hearing my story. And thank you guys so much. I'm really so excited. Thank you so much. That's what I want to say.
No problem. All right, y'all. This is DJ Debo's mix to the one and only Marvin Gaye. I hope you guys enjoy. Good night. God bless. And catch us here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on the Traffic Jam Jukebox Radio Show with no other Mr. No Limit and the return of Gasner, the artist. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, thank you. Good night, buddy.
Distant love. So many miles. I believe I want No change.